This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer and I talk about the big return. That's right, the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin at this year's WrestleMania. What are we going to see? Is it going to be the KO show? A match with Owens? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, we talk to AEW owner and president after a huge Revolution weekend, Mr. Tony Khan, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Big news coming down yesterday, Tommy, when it comes to the first night of WrestleMania. Kevin Owens made the tease and asked the question to end Monday Night Raw and challenged Stone Cold Steve Austin to appear on the KO show, night number one of WrestleMania, Tommy. And that's all well and good because I think, Tommy, we were expecting somehow, some way, Stone Cold Steve Austin to make an appearance at WrestleMania. But I kept reminding everybody yesterday that Corey Graves said 19 years. 19 years was the last time that Stone Cold Steve Austin had a match. WrestleMania 19 against The Rock, a loss to The Rock. He's made a half a dozen of appearances at WrestleMania since then. Not in a match, but just making appearances. Guest, special guest referee, enforcer, yada, yada, yada. So I was expecting an appearance. But Tommy, after hearing Corey Graves twice on Monday Night Raw said, it's been 19 years since we've seen Stone Cold Steve Austin, didn't that sound like you that it was a bit of a tease of him possibly stepping in the ring and having a match?
I think this is 100% a match. I watched his promo, which was shot amazingly, loved it. Yes. And he talked about 19 years having to sit with that loss to The Rock, taking two rock bottoms, and that was the last match of his career. And then returning to the place where it all started, Dallas, Texas, because as you know, he started at the world-famous World-Class Sportatorium. Yep. And was trained there. So with all that being said, I mean, if you go back and you analyze that promo, he said, I don't care if it's a talk show, if it's a fight, if it's a wrestling match, you know, you brought something out of me, Kevin Owens. And I, you know, there's a personal history between Kevin Owens and Steve Austin. And I think it's going to be a match. And I also think they need to announce that as a match. For the first time in 19 years, you're going to see him wrestle, not just make an appearance. Because as you said, he has made several appearances at WrestleMania. And they need it. And when you need it for attendance, because bottom line, because Stone Cold said so, is asses in seats. And they will put asses in seats because you need about 220,000 fans to converge into Dallas, Texas for WrestleMania for two nights. So there you go.
Again, Corey Graves twice said 19 years. Three times during that promo, Stone Cold said 19 years. And I agree with you, Tommy. They need to now, whether it's Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, whatever, doesn't really matter to me. They have to announce this as a match at WrestleMania. It can't be, you know, a special appearance by Stone Cold Steve Austin on the KO show. We've seen it a half a dozen times since his last match at WrestleMania 19, where he makes an appearance and it ends with a Stone Cold Stunner. I don't want the KO show where they get into an argument, hits KO with a stunner and drinks a beer. Listen, if he does it, I'm on my feet going ape shit because it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. But to really fill that stadium, night number one, Tommy, I think they need to announce this as a match between Kevin Owens and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
If you had the opportunity to go back in time, and if you realized that was going to be Steve Austin's last match, that match would be even more special. We have seen WrestleManias where wrestlers retire, you know, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels. Though that wasn't their last matches, we kind of wish that it was, but they came back. If you realize the fact I have not seen Steve Austin wrestle. Yes, I've seen him give a stunner. I've seen him some drink some beer. And with Steve Austin, man, he doesn't need to still be wrestling. He doesn't need to get in the ring. And I'm talking financially. I'm sure it's going to be special when you can able to start your career and end your career at the same place. I think that's awesome. And it would put a nice button on it because, I mean, you know, Kevin Owens uses the stunner. It's a perfect opponent. Kevin Owens will work his ass off to make Steve Austin still look like Steve Austin. Steve Austin will work his ass off to make sure he still looks like Steve Austin. He's got a wrestling ring in his damn house at the Broken Skull. So don't think he won't be training or in shape. He's in great shape. You could ask Bully. Bully was just with him.
Yep. Bully said he's looked phenomenal when he did Broken Skull sessions.
I think we're going to see a match, and I think WWE needs to announce it. I mean, you think of by Monday, WrestleMania is a different animal. You got to get flights. You got to get hotels. And people, if you're on the cusp, maybe I'm going to go to WrestleMania. For me, you want to get that out there because I want to see Steve Austin's last ever match. And I really do feel that if it is going to happen, it will be his last match because look how long ago it was before his last one. You know, the guy's body was beat up. Rest gives you your body some time to heal. It's not going to be the proverbial five-star match, but it will be a Steve Austin ass-whooping match. And that's what it should be. And again, in your hometown, dude, I just went last week to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And I said, man, I would love to wrestle here my last match. And everyone would say Philadelphia or, you know, Hammerstein. But I was like, my career started in Brooklyn, like my first match. I was like, man, I would love to work here one last time. And I go, and I said, I fantasy book myself all the time. I can fit myself into every company because that's pro wrestler brain. But I said, if I had that opportunity to have my last match somewhere, I would do it there. And I would never wrestle again just because it would be a perfect button to the end of my career. Started the same place. It ends the same place it started.
And I'm wondering now, after what we heard from Stone Cold, if we're now seeing more people buy tickets for WrestleMania. It was both nights were hovering around 50,000. I'm interested to see, Tommy, now with that announcement from last night, are more people going to take the trip to Texas for WrestleMania? Because if you look at WrestleMania right now, both night one and night two, and I went through a couple of the matches, this is really very WWE current roster, if you really look at WrestleMania. I mean, you have Charlotte Flair and a returning Ronda Rousey. You have Rey and Dominic Mysterio against The Miz and Logan Paul, a celebrity. You have Johnny Knoxville, a celebrity, going up against Sami Zayn. You have Pat McAfee, a celebrity, going up against Austin Theory. You know, you have the returning legend in Edge against AJ Styles. You know, you have Brock Lesnar, the returning legend, against Roman Reigns. And now you have Stone Cold Steve Austin, the ultimate returning legend, coming back for a match against Kevin Owens. I mean, they are really pulling out all stops for WrestleMania this year.
Dave, getting 110,000 people into one building is hard for one night. They stretched it, and they're stretching it to two. One night, I think this would have sold out already. Two nights is hard because then also you're asking fans to lay down money for two nights. So they have to go balls to the wall for this because, you know, this is from Vince. Perception is reality. Will WWE shut down if both nights don't sell out? No. They'll still have a hell of a house, still have a hell of a gate. But then, you know, you got to start to look things on the horizon. Tony Khan just announced his first ever $1 million pre-sale gate.
Yep.
I have said this. I actually wrote it down. I feel AEW can run a major stadium and draw with a major stadium. And guess what? They kind of have one right next door. So the time will tell. This will be a very, very interesting WrestleMania business-wise. Yes, it's going to be a good card. But if you're looking at it like, woof, I didn't sell out two nights. Maybe we go to one night. Maybe we don't go to these big-ass arenas for two, you know, big-ass stadiums for two nights. It's hard because, I mean, you also think about everything else that's going around that weekend. You know, it became like WrestleMania became so big, but it doesn't want to be so big that it just implodes.
Well, and Tommy, we're coming out of a pandemic and, you know, and yeah. And right now, a bit of a recession, too, financially. A lot of people are still recovering from the pandemic. And, you know, it's very, very hard to commit to flights and hotels and tickets for WrestleMania right now. And it's one thing to do, you know, one night at a stadium, which has been the norm for decades and decades. And I thought they went to the two nights because of the pandemic situation. But here they are. And now they're doing it in the largest stadium that there is in Jerry's World in Texas. So, I mean, this is a big, big undertaking, but we're going to find out, and we're going to find out over the next few weeks about Stone Cold being that huge box office draw, because with both nights hovering around 50,000, we're going to see if you're going to get an extra 10, 20, 30,000 for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I would love to see him have one more match, and it's always, always right story and quality opponent. And Kevin Owens is that quality opponent.
Yeah. And you know, who Stone Cold is like in music, he would be the Doors or Hendrix. And in the sports world, he would be like a Bo Jackson. If you go back and look at Stone Cold's career, like I mentioned the Doors and Hendrix, they're, you know, Jimi Hendrix, you know, possibly the greatest guitarist of all time, but his career was so short, you know, the Doors, you know, a huge band at the time, but their career was so short because of the passing of Jim Morrison. Bo Jackson, you know, by far at the time, the greatest athlete and, you know, the best running back in the NFL, but his career was so short. You look at Stone Cold Steve Austin, Tommy, even though he accomplished so much, his career was very, very short. Look at, we're talking about his career ended 19 years ago. And yeah, now we have the opportunity. Imagine being able to see Hendrix on stage one more time, or be able to see Bo Jackson run the football one more time. We're going to be able to see Stone Cold Steve Austin one more time in the ring. And that's why this is important, Tommy, because I'm asking the question. We're going to go to the phone calls right after this next break. But that's why it's so important that they announce this as a match, because if it's just going to be the KO show and he's making an appearance on the KO show, I don't know if that's enough for me to want to buy a ticket. But if you say to me, no, if you say to me, Tommy, you know, Stone Cold's final match one more time, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I'm buying a ticket. I'm buying a plane ticket. I'm flying out to Texas. I'm going to be in attendance.
Dave, just think of this. The last time Steve Austin wrestled, you were 30.
30 years old.
And now you're 50. Think of how much your life has changed from then and now. And think if you could go back in time for one day of your life and think about what you get to see one more last time.
My daughter's 18 years old. My daughter wasn't even born when Stone Cold had his last match.
You didn't get up in the middle of the night to pee the last time Steve Austin wrestled.
No, I would be able to sleep the whole night without having to get up the whole night. You know, sans pee. I could rest my head on the pillow and not have to worry about taking a whiz until I woke up the next morning.
Me and Bully were both in the WWE and Mark Henry working a shitload of days a year when that happened.
I had no gray hair on my head. There's a lot more salt than pepper on my head. I didn't have one gray hair the last time that Stone Cold Steve Austin was in the ring. I was on my first marriage the last time Stone Cold Steve, I'm on my marriage number three.
What I'm saying is not only for us, but for wrestling fans, think about that. And you think about those iconic moments that man gave us. They will flash through your head in a heartbeat. But then you think about it, wow, 19 years has gone by. And that's why I'm laying my money to see him wrestle one more time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser. And if you love sports the way I do, the people, the passion, then you'll enjoy my podcast, In Conversation, every Thursday. I've drawn from 45 years of covering all sports with people like Billie Jean King and David Duchovny and the merry prankster himself, Bill Walton.
I have reached the top of the mountain. I am having a conversation with Leslie Visser, my hero.
So please listen and subscribe wherever you stream your podcasts.
probably the biggest show, I think, in the history of AEW is what we saw this past Sunday at AEW Revolution, sold out Orlando, Florida, Tommy. And what a great show. And to talk about it and to talk about what's going to happen on Dynamite tonight, let's bring in AEW owner and president, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning. And thank you for that very nice introduction. I really appreciate it.
Well, I mean, it's true. And I can't talk enough about what we saw on Sunday at Revolution. Top to bottom, phenomenal call. I mean, even the pre-show, the matches were absolutely phenomenal. So you got to feel happy. You got to feel proud of what took place this past Sunday.
Absolutely. It was a great show. I thought Revolution was one of our best pay-per-views. The crowd was great, and I'm really thrilled with the response, and I think it sets up for a really exciting Dynamite tonight on TBS. Should be a great show.
Tony, I'll tell you what I did. I left an Impact taping, and I was like, I'm going to watch Revolution because I got to talk about it. And that changed within about 3 minutes because I watched it just like a straight up fan. And next thing I know, it's super duper late at night. And what a pay-per-view. And I get to do a lot of, I guess, market research because I hosted the show after. And every single person was calling that was there had a good time. And they were just blown away with what they got to see, which then adds to excitement than what we're going to see tonight on Dynamite. But I mean, CM Punk trending for 2 days afterwards, Revolution trending as a wrestling fan. And just, you know, we even had a caller call today and say, man, I haven't heard this except for like Canada, but now it's happening more and more where fans are going to movie theaters to watch the show, to be around other wrestling fans. So I know it's got to make you feel really, really good to hear all that positive feedback.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And I'm really glad fans have enjoyed going to the movie theaters and seeing the shows there. That's been really successful for us. And this show was a huge success for us. It's going to be one of the most successful pay-per-views we've ever done, definitely. And we're locking it in now. I can say for sure, every pay-per-view we've ever done, we've continued to build year over year. You know, this Revolution was our third time doing Revolution, and it's the biggest one yet, and each time it's gotten bigger. And I can say the same for each franchise pay-per-view. Double or Nothing has grown each time, All Out grew each time, and Full Gear, so we continue to grow year over year. It's awesome and really exciting, and in addition to having one of the best pay-per-views I think we've ever done, now we're setting up and we're on a great run of TV since we moved to TBS for Dynamite, and a lot of exciting stuff coming out of this pay-per-view to follow up on tonight on TBS. It should be a really, really fun show tonight, and, you know, starting a new era after this pay-per-view, and a lot of, I think, really exciting things to come on Dynamite.
Well, I mean, and we're going to get into more about Revolution, but you just mentioned Dynamite tonight, again, live on TBS, 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, Dynamite. And you mentioned, like, a new era coming out of the pay-per-view, but there are some things that are going to linger after the pay-per-view, one of them being the championship match between Thunder Rosa and Dr. Britt Baker. And, you know, shenanigans again, you know, from the Dr. Britt Baker camp. And we're going to get an AEW World Championship Eliminator match between legit Layla Hirsch and Thunder Rosa, which I'm sure is going to be a big match tonight on Dynamite.
Yeah, it's a great match. Thunder Rosa has built such an impressive win-loss record. I think she's still one of the top contenders. And legit Layla Hirsch has been on a roll in the past several months. So it should be an excellent match. And the winner will get a title shot next week at the St. Patrick's Day Slam on Wednesday in San Antonio. So huge stakes, and really Thunder Rosa getting another chance at redemption here. So I'm very excited about that coming out of the pay-per-view. And it sets up for a big match next week at the St. Patrick's Day Slam.
Also, we saw at Revolution, Tony, Shane Strickland now, a new member of AEW, and that was a big signing, I know, for you. Crowd loved seeing Swerve out there in Orlando, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing him soon on Dynamite.
Absolutely. We'll be hearing from Swerve, and we can look forward to seeing him soon on Dynamite and Rampage. He's a great signing for us, and I was thrilled that he was available as a free agent. I thought he was one of the real talents in pro wrestling, and very fortunate that we were able to sign him.
If you look at Revolution, what I loved, again, top to bottom, every match to steal Gorilla Monsoon, every match was a main event and delivered. Where you go from here and where you go from here, like Chris Jericho walking away from Eddie Kingston. And I was like, whoa, I have to tune in on Wednesday to see where this goes. Or CM Punk.
Well, let's stay with that for
okay.
a second. So let's, speaking of that, and there's so many matches on the card, we could talk about them all at length, but I'm excited for that tonight. You mentioned Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho. Tonight, Chris Jericho is going to address Eddie Kingston, and I'm very excited to hear what Chris Jericho has to say for himself and about that great match at the pay-per-view. I thought that on a night of great wrestling matches, one match that stood at the top was the very first match of the show, the opening pay-per-view match, Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston. It was tremendous, and it really left me wanting to see more. And exactly like you just said, Tommy, when Jericho walked away, refused to shake Eddie Kingston's hand, I have to see what's next. It's really exciting. I think tonight for all the fans, it's something people are really anticipating.
As well as Eddie Kingston's eye, man. I saw the picture on his Instagram. He put a little video. His face was pretty damn messed up. He looked like he was a loser, but he was the winner. But the dynamic between him and Jericho is must-see TV when these two guys are given the microphone, and then their physicality in the ring answered that as well.
Absolutely. It did. And I thought it was, for both of them in AEW, one of their best matches. And they both had so many great matches in AEW, Jericho and Kingston. I think they're two of the great wrestlers that are really associated with the AEW brand now. And it was a perfect match to start a great show.
Yep.
And you talk about a perfect match or a near perfect match, what we saw with Moxley and Bryan Danielson on Sunday, and then the surprise of William Regal. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of ramifications from that match and William Regal on Sunday at Revolution.
Yes, it was tremendous to see Lord Regal on Sunday at Revolution. It was an amazing way for him to make his debut in AEW after an awesome match. And I think one thing that the fans felt was they were really, in my opinion, excited to see this match. And it was one of the big matches people were stoked about on the Revolution pay-per-view. But I also think they really intrigued people by planting the seed of a potential Moxley and Danielson team. And it's that much more of an interesting idea with Regal involved in it. And I can make a big announcement here on Busted Open about tonight's Dynamite. And that announcement is tonight, for the first time, you will see Jon Moxley team up with Bryan Danielson. They'll make their debut as a team and with Regal in their corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
So that's tonight on Dynamite. For the first time, you'll see Moxley and Danielson together along with Lord Regal. And I'm very excited to have William Regal in AEW, and I think it's going to be great. He's going to be tremendous, I think, as a mentor, and really one of the things out of the pay-per-view I think the fans were really excited about was to see what would happen next with Moxley and Danielson. So here we are. They're officially going to team up tonight, and I'll have more announcements about that and just the whole card tonight in general. I'll be posting more, of course, you know, for the company, for all of us. It's been a crazy week with Dynamite, Rampage, the Fan Fest, and the pay-per-view all happening just in the last several days. and everybody's made their way down to Fort Myers. That's where we're at tonight. We've been all over Florida in the past 7 days. So should be a great show tonight for anybody in the Fort Myers, Naples area. We're going to have a great time and a lot of exciting milestones tonight on Dynamite.
Well, like you just said, and thank you for the breaking news, tonight on Dynamite, TBS, 8 p.m. Eastern time, you're going to see Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson team up together, and William Regal will be in their corner. That's amazing breaking news from Tony Khan just moments ago. But another reason to watch Dynamite tonight on TBS. And, you know, Tommy and I especially, because Tommy and I share the same brain, Tony. And, we're definitely brothers from another mother. And I think it's because of our wrestling fandom more than anything else. And as you know, Tony, wrestling is built on moments and it's built on emotion. And I was able to ask you the question during the media scrum after Revolution about CM Punk and seeing CM Punk get emotional, and emotional for so many reasons, falling back in love with pro wrestling, having the perfect marriage with AEW, and then you purchasing Ring of Honor and knowing that his matches that he had with Ring of Honor are now in good hands because they belong to you. I know for you as a fan, first and foremost, that was a pretty emotional moment during that media scrum on Sunday night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole show, it was an emotional night and an emotional moment. And the whole evening and everything happening right now, I'm just very overwhelmed by the support of the wrestling fans and how well things are going. You know, it's a dream come true to be able to have Revolution, looking back at where we started with such a great show. Like, the first Revolution was an awesome, awesome event. And I'll always, always remember that show we did in Chicago on February 29th, 2020, as one of the best AEW events. And I always think it's going to be tough to live up to the standard of the original Revolution. And I really felt like we did it this time and somehow even maybe did a better show. And being able to sit there and celebrate it, you know, and it meant a lot. And the whole show, top to bottom, was tremendous, all the way to the main event, Hangman Page and Adam Cole. Yep. And it meant a lot to go into the scrum next to the champion, Hangman Page. And after he'd been through such an amazing match, and to hear him be able to field the questions after what I thought was his biggest win yet as the champion.
Tony, I'm not in that locker room, but I really do get the sense of a team plus the top that mentality, but in a good way, because after all that wrestling, that main event went in there and those two guys crushed it. And the beauty of how you know what a great wrestling show that was put on, because when he hit that buckshot, the place erupted and everybody counted three. And it was like a celebration of like, God, I just witnessed this great show. And Hangman Page has been proven that cowboy shit is over. Yeah. And he then goes out there and works his ass off for the people. I've become his biggest fan just because of he was the main event of that show, and he was the main event for a reason.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with that. And I think for me, it was one of the emotional moments of the show to hear the response to that main event, the response to Hangman versus Adam Cole, and what a match. It was just tremendous. And on a night of great matches, they delivered an incredible main event. And I felt really strongly that match should be the main event. It had to be the main event. And the card order was really challenging this week. There were a lot of people that made requests, and I couldn't necessarily accommodate them all about where people wanted to go on the card. But in the end, I thought it was one of the best shows we've ever done. And in the end, that comes down to the fans above all else. They were great supporting the show in person and also all the way up to the event. The pay-per-view buys were awesome and the live fans were great, but really all of the Road to Revolution, the support was awesome. And just, you know, again, top to bottom, as good a night as we've ever had.
I'm trying to think, my wrestler brain, and you have your Tony brain. Yeah, that's a big announcement. With, I mean, Regal's career here in the States started on TBS, and I'm trying to think the last time he was on the network. I mean, that's some big news that you dropped here. I want to say like either 1998 or 99 was the last time he was probably there.
Yeah. I mean, it had to be the late 90s because yeah. I know that he debuted in late 98, I believe, for the WWF. So I think it would be in the late 90s would be the last time he appeared on TBS. Like you said, I mean, his career is so closely associated with TBS and TNT, our home channels. And it feels like a great fit. He's worked with so many of the wrestlers here in AEW in the past. And then we have a great group of young wrestlers who could really benefit from his mentorship. So I think it's going to be a really, really tremendous pair, AEW and Lord Regal, just like I think it's going to be a tremendous pair with Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson. And I'm thrilled they're going to be making their debut tonight. And again, a lot more to announce on the show in the coming hours as we lead up to the show. And what people already know, I think there's some really exciting things on this show. I'm very excited about, you know, it's been 364 days unbeaten for Scorpio Sky. He's picked up some big wins along the way, including over the Inner Circle. He's beaten Jericho a few times and beaten some big acts, including Darby Allin and Dark Order and... you know, really, Scorpio Sky is very well rested going into this match compared to Sammy Guevara, who has been on a furious pace defending the title every week and wrestling in the Tornado Trios match at the pay-per-view. So we've seen Sammy go through a lot in recent weeks. And Scorpio Sky, of course, is somebody I had offered a spot in the Face of the Revolution ladder match. And he had gone so long on this streak. And I did see the case he was making, that he really deserved a shot at the title. What put me over the top was Dan Lambert, said if I would give Sky this match on the first Dynamite after the pay-per-view, he would bring Paige Van Zandt to the show and she was going to sign with AEW. So as I understand it from Dan, that's what's going to happen tonight. Paige Van Zandt will be at the show joining AEW. And in return, Scorpio Sky is getting this title shot, and really he's earned it. The placement of it for him to step in line ahead of Wardlow, who won that awesome ladder match and has been on such a roll himself recently, you know, that's where Dan Lambert proved to be a good negotiator and a good manager. So should be a great match tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. Sammy Guevara versus Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, Tony, be careful, though. I mean, you are dealing with Dan Lambert here. So, you know, just be a little careful with this whole situation.
Well, that being said, I'm excited. I think Paige Van Zandt's one of the really exciting names in MMA. And we've gotten great buzz every time she's appeared on Dynamite or Rampage with AEW. So I definitely think you can look forward to that title match tonight. And Sky and Guevara are two top wrestlers here to begin with, but when you add the intrigue of the title versus the streak, the TNT championship versus the 364 day unbeaten streak of Scorpio Sky, and I think it makes for a really exciting night.
You mentioned Wardlow. I mean, that arena erupted when Wardlow won that match, and it was a really cool moment. Just everybody on their feet, and then Wardlow getting involved in the MJF Punk dog collar match. First of all, congratulations to Wardlow, but what a beautiful story that was told with that dog collar match on Sunday.
Well, I appreciate that. That was an amazing, amazing match. And I think it's been coming for a long time. MJF and CM Punk have been really a huge part of the strong start to 2022 for AEW Dynamite. Their rivalry has produced so many great ratings and so much interest for the company. And I was so excited for the dog collar match. And I think I felt the same as the fans. I just was really anticipating the match and excited to watch it. And it really delivered, you know, it really hit my expectations. And I'm just so glad that the fans felt the same way. It seemed like there was an overwhelmingly positive reaction to that match. And the whole pay-per-view, I think, had an overwhelmingly positive reaction. But in particular, CM Punk versus MJF, I think, was a classic match and definitely a big payoff to a great rivalry in pro wrestling.
And the throwback going into it with Piper and Valentine was just, I love all that stuff. And, you know, the wrestling fans really, really gravitate towards that. And I looked at something where I was just like, this is so special, because I watched Jungle Boy have this amazing performance. And a lot of people were calling in and talking about Jungle Boy in this amazing, you know, tag team match. And I'm looking then at Sting, and I'm like, Sting started as a tag team wrestler and then just broke free. And I'm like, and wait, Sting is frigging still on this card. And you have done an amazing job of, like, with Sammy Guevara, who's he attached to at first? Jericho, Darby Allin, Sting. Christian is now helping Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. You've done an amazing job of helping talent with veteran leadership. And it's just, it's working. But like, I always step back and I watch these moments and I'm like, God, what does the future hold for AEW? And you just look at it, it's like the future is so friggin' bright.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. There's so much to look forward to. And tonight I think is a great time for a wrestling fan to jump in coming out of the pay-per-view. You know, I can promise people there's going to be some really exciting things on the show tonight. There's a lot we haven't announced. There's a lot we just won't announce going into the show. And you're just going to have to watch Dynamite on TBS tonight to see what's coming. But it's going to be a really exciting show. And I think the buzz around AEW coming out of Revolution is exactly what we would have wanted. And just really, really feeling great about this past week, about the pay-per-view, and also about the week ahead, you know, with a fresh start now on Dynamite and Rampage, and some new rivalries that will pick up and resolving some things that came out of Revolution.
Well, and then now, starting tonight, AEW Dynamite tonight on TBS, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tony, we're on the road to Double or Nothing in Vegas in May, and congratulations. First $1 million gate for what we're going to see in May at Double or Nothing. So, you know, you get past one great pay-per-view. Now you got to get ready for another in May in Vegas for Double or Nothing.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great crowd, as we know, there in person. But again, we should have a great audience on pay-per-view. And each Double or Nothing has been bigger than the last. And I think there's a good chance this will be our biggest Double or Nothing yet. It'll be where it all began in Las Vegas. And like you said, it'll be a huge, huge gate for us. And it's just going to be a huge show. We know that we'll have the Owen Hart tournament finals. The men's and women's cup winners will be awarded there, and a lot more in store for the fans. I've got some more big surprises up my sleeve as we move towards Double or Nothing. And, tonight should be another awesome Dynamite. And now we start on the road to Double or Nothing. It's going to be a long road, a lot of exciting stuff between now and then. But tonight's where it all begins.
And then it's crazy to think, Tony, 3 years. You know, once we get to Double or Nothing in May, really 3 years that first big show, that historic show, you know, in 2019 with AEW. I mean, it's pretty amazing what's been accomplished in such a short time.
I totally agree. It's amazing to me to think it'll be 3 years. And again, it'll be the fourth edition of Double or Nothing, which is amazing. And every Double or Nothing, I believe, has been a great show. And I think we can make it this our best one yet. And, you know, Revolution, I think we're held to a high standard. again, the original Revolution is one of the best shows we ever did. So anytime we go out there and do a Revolution, it's going to be tough to top that. And I really thought, you know, we maybe did it this week. I think we did. So with Double or Nothing, the same thing. Each year the show has set such a high standard. Really, all three Double or Nothing shows, I just love them. I think we have absolutely crushed it each year. So it'll be a lot of pressure to live up to that, but I think we can do it. And it all starts tonight.
Tony, as always, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on everything that took place on Sunday at Revolution. And, of course, like you said, we're on the road to Double or Nothing in Vegas in May. And it begins tonight, AEW Dynamite tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on TBS. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.